In the name of the risen Christ, amen. I've never begun an Easter sermon with a Wizard of Oz reference. But you've got to start sometime, so here goes. The penultimate scene in the 1939 film has Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, telling Dorothy that what she's been searching for the whole time that she's been in Oz, to return to her home in Kansas, that reality has been available to her the whole time by simply clicking together the heels of her ruby slippers and repeating the sentence. Good, you've seen the movie. There's no place like home. Dorothy had been able to get back home that whole time. Now, in the end, she did meet some nice people in Oz, so maybe she didn't mind. Sometimes, we don't know that an entire reality is available to us. And if we don't know it, we can't live it. In our Good Friday service 2 days ago, our guest preacher enlightened us to a fact that I'd never considered. Nowhere, in any of the four Gospels, do we read that Jesus was raised from the dead on Sunday. Sunday is when the disciples went to the tomb, and as we hear in John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene meets the risen Lord and believes and shares the news with the other disciples. But nothing in the texts say that Sunday was the day on which Jesus was raised. Maybe it was Saturday. Or perhaps Christ was risen from the dead in the minutes or seconds after his body was laid in that tomb and sealed with a stone. All we know is that the disciples discovered that this amazing event had taken place on Sunday. In fact, our Good Friday preacher, an Orthodox priest from Lebanon, told us that in the early church of Antioch, just north of Lebanon, the Feast of the Resurrection was actually celebrated on Good Friday. As curious as that sounds to modern Christian ears. Of course, quite early in the development of the Christian church, we came to celebrate and acknowledge the resurrection as being on Sunday, on the third day, as the Nicene Creed says. So here we are on a Sunday, on this Easter Sunday, or any of the other 51 Sundays during the year. If Jesus was raised from the dead earlier than the disciples knew, what might they have missed? Well, how were the disciples living their lives in that time after the death of Jesus and before their encounter of the risen Christ? John's Gospel tells us that, quote, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked out of fear. Luke's Gospel says that when two of the disciples were asked by an apparent stranger what had gone on in Jerusalem that Friday, the two of them, quote, stood still, looking sad. That Sabbath day following the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples were sad and frightened at the very moment when Christ may have been alive again. Perhaps they could have been joyful instead. But if you don't know that there's a different reality available to you, it's not available to you. The Easter message is first and foremost about new life, but it's also about the importance of seeing the new life that's right in front of you. Our Easter reading this morning from John, Mary doesn't recognize him, even though he's standing right in front of her, until he calls her by name. In the Gospel of Luke, the disciples who walked down that road to Emmaus on Easter day didn't recognize the risen Christ either, until he broke bread with them. We can say that Easter has a companion message to that of resurrection and new life. It's see the new life that's in front of your eyes. Now, only a truly misguided or desperate preacher would include a reference to Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol in an Easter sermon. Trudeau. At the beginning of that novel, the main character, the curmudgeon Ebenezer Scrooge, is invited to Christmas dinner by his nephew Fred, his closest relation. And what does Scrooge say to his nephew? We're better with the Wizard of Oz reference, but what does he say to his nephew? Ah, humbug. I had a bet with the rector of St. Martin's that I could get the congregation to say bah humbug on Easter Sunday. That's not true, of course. Father Sutherland would never agree to that. The Scrooge refuses his nephew's invitation. Now, I won't go into detail about the bulk of the plot because really it is Easter after all and not Christmas, but suffice it to say that after visits from three ghosts, trips back and forward in time, Scrooge is a changed man. As the story ends, he accepts his nephew's invitation to Christmas dinner and receives the blessings of the love of family and friends on that joyful holiday, and presumably on into the future. That opportunity was available to him from the very start. He didn't see it. Didn't see the blessing that was being offered to him. How many of us have blessings in front of our eyes that we don't see? And that could be anything, from a friend or family member, or a spouse, or a home, or a meal, or the return of warmer weather, or blossoms on the tree outside your kitchen window. This Easter day, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and the new life that is ours in Him. Let us also celebrate the blessings that we have right in front of us. We pray that we may see and be thankful for them, for the God who placed those blessings in our lives in the first place. Amen.